Well, another man who is helping us to look at what is going on in a region of the world that is key for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy is Itamar Marcus. He heads up a team called Palestinian Media Watch. They monitor the Palestinian media, both the electronic and the print media as well, to tell us the truth, to tell us what the media is really saying to the Palestinian people, but not what the Palestinian leaders may be saying to the world leaders as they continue to come to that position where they would like to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. That seems to be what they're talking about. We'll find out more about that from Itamar in a moment. But Itamar, let's back up a couple of years. Was it not the Oslo Accords back in 1993 that gave the capability to the Palestinian people to have a media, electronic and print media? Is that where the electronic media all came about?
Yes, that is correct. I mean, before the Oslo Accords, there wasn't really even a recognition that there was a Palestinian population. There never was a Palestinian people in history. There never was a Palestinian king or Palestinian state. So Israel had a gesture, really, to the local Arab population who wanted to define themselves as Palestinians, created a sort of a recognition of a Palestinian people. The Israeli government did that, and that is when Israel gave them the rights to create a media. Before that, there was no Palestinian people, and certainly there was no Palestinian media.
And since that time, you and I have been talking over this broadcast about how the Palestinians use their media to incite the Palestinian people to terroristic activities with the ultimate goal of overthrowing the Israeli government and making all of what is Israel today a Palestinian state. Now, as we look into 2014, will that incitement by the Palestinian media peoples and personalities continue on and do what they have been doing over the years? Do you think that's going to go away, or will it only intensify?
I think it will continue, because what we're seeing is not just the media. We're seeing the media for us is really a window to the Palestinian society, to the Palestinian leadership. And when we're watching, it's not just one media. You look, for example, there's Jabil Rajoub. He's the head of the Sports Authority. What do we see him saying? We see him inciting, calling Israel Nazis, calling Israel bullies. We see Mahmoud Abbas sending speakers out there denying Israel's right to exist. So it's not that there's one problem. There's a problem coming from the entire Palestinian leadership, and the media for us is really a window to find out what's going on in the Palestinian leadership. We look at the Minister of Prisoners, and he visits terrorists every single week. That is, he visits the homes of terrorists every single week. He visits released terrorists from prison, and he honors them. He refers to them as heroes. He refers to them as role models. Now, that's not a problem of the media. That's a problem of the Minister of Prisoners. So what we're seeing is the problem of hatred, the problem of glorifying terror, the problem of denying Israel's right to exist is a pan-Palestinian problem. It's across the entire range of leadership, and the media is just one aspect of the problem. The bigger problem is that the entire leadership doesn't recognize Israel's right to exist, and the entire leadership is promoting this hatred.
Itamar, you and your team have been monitoring this Palestinian media, in particular the electronic media, for a number of years. Does it really play a major role in the conflict, of the possibility of a third intifada? And I'll ask you about that in a moment. But does this incitement in the television and radio operation of the Palestinian media play a key role?
First of all, it definitely plays a role when it allows the leadership's messages to come to the people. When Mahmoud Abbas, who's the head of the Palestinian Authority, tells people that he wants a popular uprising, he doesn't want violence, he just wants a popular uprising. Everybody knows what that means. That means that he wants stone throwing, he wants Molotov cocktails. He might even mean that he wants stabbing. What he means is he doesn't want them to use automatic weapons against Israel. He doesn't want bombs. So that's a definite way, beyond incitement, it's literally giving the people the message that you do want violence. So the media for them is a way to send their messages to the Palestinian population that they know that the leadership is behind them when they go out and they are violent.
What about that third intifada that I referred to? There have been two in the past. Maybe you briefly can give us the history of those two, but Is it a viable possibility in 2013 we'll see a third intifada come about?
One of the reasons that the second intifada, and I don't even like the term, it's really a terror campaign. The Palestinians started using terror and suicide bombings. The reason it succeeded was in part because of the leadership that was in Israel at the time. It started when Ehud Barak was prime minister. He was busy negotiating with Arafat. Because he was negotiating with him and offering him really almost all of his demands, almost all of Judea and Samaria, he was willing to give him. Because of that, he convinced himself that Arafat was a peace partner. And because he convinced himself that Arafat was a peace partner, when Arafat started his war, his terror war, Barak never really took it seriously. And instead of attacking and destroying the terror infrastructure immediately, he allowed it to drag on and on and on. He never really sent Israeli forces in to get to the terrorists at the source. He allowed them to build up armies. Netanyahu is very different. Netanyahu, if you saw what happened yesterday, one Israeli was shot 2 days ago, and within hours, Israeli airplanes were bombing all through the Gaza Strip. And with Netanyahu as prime minister, if the Palestinian Authority would dare to do any kind of serious uprising, Netanyahu would not put up with that for a moment. He also has a very, very strong defense minister, Moshe Yaalon. The two of them would immediately put down the uprising, and it would be very short-lived. What we might face is increased sporadic terror. We won't have an organized campaign, but we would have, as we had, a shooting this week. We'll have stabbings. We had a stabbing this week. We had a bombing this week, which fortunately, a bomb exploded on a bus in Israel this week. And fortunately, a civilian on the bus saw the bag, opened it up, saw the wires inside, told the driver, stopped the bus, got everyone off the bus. And literally 3 minutes after the last person got off the bus exploded, the bomb exploded. There could have been 10, maybe 20 people killed had he not had this alert a civilian not noticed it on the bus. So the Palestinian Authority is definitely, has been encouraging violence by glorifying violence for a very long time. So we might get sporadic bombings. We might get sporadic knifings. And then the test will be, how will Netanyahu respond when you get terror that doesn't have a direct source? But I don't think we'll have anything to scale, like I said, of what was in the past.
Well, we'll have to wait and see for 2014. The Bible does talk about the Palestinian people, Ezekiel 35, Obadiah, book of Malachi, chapter 1, how they will come to power and they will endeavor to return to the power that they had in the past. And the Lord said through these prophets that he would make certain they do not come back to power. But 2014 may well not see the resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And this conversation is evidence that that is the case. Itamar, thank you for your service there at Palestinian Media Watch. For your team, we appreciate it. We pray that each and every one of you all have a blessed new year, and we hope to talk again next year and continue these conversations, warning and letting people know about what really the Palestinian media is reporting. Thank you so much, my good friend.
And thank you very much. I'd like to wish all your listeners a wonderful new year and a wonderful year throughout.